Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And this is FKXL. You have Portland's Morning News on this Wednesday. I'm Brett Recamp.
And good morning to you. I'm Veronica Carter. It is 5:03.
All right. Oregon voters approved gun control measures still on hold after a couple of court filings on Tuesday for Measure 14. KXL's Mike Turner has the latest.
Just hours after a federal judge denied a preliminary injunction to be placed against Measure 114, a circuit court judge granted a temporary restraining order on the entire measure. Critics complained the state wasn't ready to require a permit process and the safety training required to purchase a firearm. But retired Hillsborough and Astoria Police Chief Ron Louie, who supported the measure, is confident it can be done.
The estimates are around $19.5 million raised in permits, and we will obviously need more funding.
A federal judge put a stay of 30 days, while a circuit court judge granted a temporary restraining order of 10 days. Mike Turner, FM News 101.
Fentanyl has popped up in this area, bringing a new and different threat. Centralia, Washington police located what's being referred to as rainbow fentanyl during an investigation over the weekend. Pill looks like candy. Could be a new method used by drug cartels to sell the addictive and potentially deadly drug to kids and to young people. CDC warns about just how dangerous it is.
Up to 50 times stronger than heroin. Up to 100 times stronger than morphine.
Pills were found by Centralia police. They're mostly green, pink, and come in contact with the drug. You're urged to wash your hands, don't touch your face. And if you experience any symptoms, call 911.
Respiratory illnesses are surging nationwide, with 44 states now reporting high levels of cases. That's according to the CDC, and it's leading to a shortage of some kids' drugs. Pharmacist Philip Homerdig says the short supply is because of the high demand.
The Tylenol and ibuprofen suspensions and suppositories all been in and out of stock at our suppliers. We search multiple suppliers every day. Chronically, they've been out of stock or back ordered.
The spike comes as flu season worsens, struggling to deal with millions of RSV cases in children. According to CNN, the surge has affected supplies of liquid acetaminophen, ibuprofen, commonly given to children. However, FDA officials say they're monitoring the situation and working closely with drug manufacturers to address any problems.
Governor-elect Tina Kotek is announcing that Andrea Cooper will be her chief of staff when she takes office next month. It's a historic hire. Cooper will be the first black woman to serve in the role. She's currently deputy chief of staff for Governor Kate Brown.
Days after what officials called a targeted attack on power substations in North Carolina, News Nation has obtained a recent federal law enforcement memo that warned of something similar in Oregon and Washington. It reads, power companies in Oregon and Washington have reported physical attacks on substations using hand tools, arson, firearms, and metal chains, possibly in response to an online call for attacks on critical infrastructure. FBI Portland saying, we urge the public to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity to law enforcement.
Well, the city of Gresham is at a point where if a homeless person wants housing, the city can offer it. KXL Zachary Barnes went out with a couple of members of their homeless outreach team to see how they make it happen.
I met Casey, who was a victim of booming rents in Multnomah County.
Yeah, the guy I was renting from upped my rent 60%, and yeah, I went from $1,050 to $1,650.
He didn't have enough money to make a deposit elsewhere, so he ended up homeless. Plus, he was struggling with a gambling addiction, until he met Willie Shaw with Gresham's homeless outreach team. Willie got him a roof over his head and a new job immediately.
Well, he's saving his money. He wasn't too happy when I had him showing me his bank statement, but now he brags to me how much money he saved. He's like, I saved. But at first he was, because he thanked me. He was just like, I didn't know how to save money.
Rent assistance allows Gresham to pay an individual's rent for 12 months so they can get readjusted to life off the streets, save money, and take care of any other issues like mental health or addiction. Zachary Barnes, FM News 101.
It's now 5:07. Pain, knees, shoulders, hip, or back that won't go away? Check out QC Kinetics for long-lasting relief. No surgery, drugs, or downtime. QC Kinetics. Traffic and weather on the 7s, mornings, and afternoons. Here is Jeff Austin. Good morning, Jeff.
Good Wednesday morning, guys. It's not going to be your usual 8-minute drive-in this morning. Eastbound Highway 26 from Murray to 405. That's an easy 9-minute drive-in. Highway 30, that's going to be your typical 8-minute drive between St. John's Bridge and the 405 split. Your next update within 10 minutes, stay connected with traffic on the 7s, mornings, and afternoons, and frequent reports middays and evenings, only on FM News 101 KXL.
Thank you, Jeff. Whether you work, your work entails clearing brush, stacking timber, or moving earth, visit Finati Machinery for all of your heavy equipment needs. In Portland and Eugene, or online at feenati.com. Here is KGW's Rod Hill.
We are above freezing out the door. This will be a nice quiet pockets out there, but I think we'll become partly cloudy, warm up to around 46. We get rain coming in overnight tonight, and then it's a rainy Thursday, Friday, Saturday into Sunday. Tomorrow's high 45. We are watching a pretty good shot of snow. It could be a foot easily at Mount Hood Resorts tomorrow. I'm Rod Hill, FM News 101.
37 degrees right now in Portland.
508. Teacher shortages continue to plague the nation. We get more from CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula.
Nearly half of the nation's public schools were still struggling to fill teacher. That's according to a new report from the U.S. Education Department. It also found the teacher shortage is much worse in high poverty schools and schools that are predominantly minority.
The report also found that more than 4 in having trouble buying food, technology, and other supplies because of rising prices and ongoing supply chain issues.
All right, so here's a question. Are you more of a healthy eater or a processed foods eater? A new study says if you are into fast food and fats, you could have dementia down the line.
Hot dogs, soda, cookies, donuts. There are things we... A new study published in JAMA shows consumption of ultra-processed foods could be associated with cognitive decline in middle-aged and older adults, possibly leading to dementia. Researchers defined ultra-processed foods as sugars, oils, and fats that contain little or no whole foods and typically include flavorings and colorings. They say nearly 60% of the calories consumed by Americans come from ultra-processed foods. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Is this a male-female thing, do you think? My wife is a phenomenal cook, and she eats healthy, and so do you. And left to my own devices, I'm kind of medium.
It's probably just a lazy thing, hate to say.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I hate packaged foods. I don't know why. They're very rare that I ever eat them. What I thought when I heard this story was, gosh, I wish my children were listening so they could again say, you know, Mom was right.
All right, straight ahead here on FM News 101. Instead of targeting houses, some porch pirates in Gresham are going straight to Amazon hubs. We have more during the 5 Things You Need to Know at 5:15.
Then 8 girls being held in a cult in Arizona have been found in Washington State. We will talk to a Portland pastor who fights against cults at 5:19.
Stay connected all morning long, hour after hour. We'll keep you informed right here on Portland's Morning News on FM News 101 KXL. It's Portland's Morning News right here on KXL. Good Wednesday morning. A key piece of the Mariners' playoff run is headed to the Bay. From the KXL Sports Desk, here's Dane Vodder.
Outfielder Mitch Haniger has agreed to a contract with the San Francisco Giants for $43.5 million and batted a .246 average this year. The biggest free agent, Aaron Judge, is yet to sign anywhere. Major League Baseball's first ever draft lottery is in the books. The Pittsburgh Pirates locked up the number one pick in next year's draft, with the rest of the top five being the Nationals, Tigers, Rangers, and Twins. This will be the 6th time that Pittsburgh has the coveted pick and the 2nd time in 3 years. They took catcher Henry Davis with the number one pick in 2021. With sports at 15 and 45, I'm Dane Vodder on FM News 101.
Time now for the 5 things you need to know today. Rep Walker says running for U.S. Senate was the best thing he's ever done in his life. Walker gave a speech last night after his projected loss in the Georgia runoff election to incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock. Walker told his supporters he doesn't want them to stop believing in America.
A New York jury has found the Trump Organization guilty of all 17 counts of tax fraud and related charges brought by the Manhattan DA's office. After the verdict, Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff spoke.
As the prosecutor said, there was a culture of rampant fraud at the Trump Organization. And in that sense, the Trump Organization looks a lot like the Trump presidency.
Personal items belonging to 4 are set to be returned to their families. Police in Moscow said the process will begin today, adding they're hopeful that it will bring some healing. Victims were found stabbed to death at a home not far from the University of Idaho campus.
The latest holiday porch pirate crime is of a different kind. Somebody broke into the Amazon Prime hub at a Gresham apartment complex and emptied out most of the lockers. Gresham police say the Trailside Apartments on Southwest 11th got hit sometime this weekend. They say they're concerned about a rash of these style of burglaries and are asking people to be cautious.
And nearly dozens of lions rescued from the zoo in the Ukrainian city of Odessa have a new home on the other side of the world. A group of 11 lions included two cubs that are now living at the Wild Animal Sanctuary near Denver. Adult lions have been released into a 65-acre enclosure in southeast Colorado. You don't think about things in the zoo.
Yeah, I mean, when we have natural disasters, a lot of times, a lot of those displaced pets will get relocated.
But displaced lions?
Not necessarily a pet. Traffic and weather on the 7s, mornings and afternoons. Here is Jeff Austin.
Good morning. Freeways and roadways are light so far this morning. Good some fog, especially in the western hills, so keep that in mind. Northbound 205, not seeing any problems at this time. It's going to take you 23 minutes to drive from I-5 to Sandy Boulevard. Westbound Highway 84, Fairview to downtown Portland. That's going to be the normal 19-minute commute. And northbound I-5, 217 into downtown Portland. That's an easy 9-minute drive in. Your next update within 10 minutes. Stay connected with traffic on the 7s, mornings, and afternoons. And frequent reports middays and evenings only on FM News 101 KXL.
Now here's KGW's Rod Hill.
A dry Wednesday, 46 the high. We have rain coming in tonight, and then it will be pretty wet into the first part of the weekend. I'm Rod Hill, FM News 101.
It is 30.
Now 518. Eight young girls who escaped a cult leader who allegedly sex trafficked children were found last week in Washington State. The 11 to 16-year-olds had been under Samuel Rapley Bateman's care, but escaped from their group homes with one of Bateman's 20-plus wives in Arizona. The girls were found in an Airbnb in Spokane last Thursday.
The FBI is investigating Bateman for kidnapping and abduction. We talked to Reverend Dr. Ken Garrett, who runs Grace Church in downtown Portland. He says you might be surprised to hear that cults are everywhere.
Oftentimes the churches are acceptable in mainstream known as fundamentalistic churches, and they almost all have an acceptable form of theology that would be considered, from a Christian sense, orthodox, and in that it goes right along with the historic teachings of Christianity and the basics of everything from Jesus to the Bible and that. And yet, in its social dynamic, the churches are controlling, manipulative, and especially emotionally kind of captivating their members, that leads to a control of their choices with their money, their marriages, and things like that. So they are from acceptable sources, although probably the churches that I'm talking about here would mostly be known as the small, little, nasty group that seems wired really tight, seems pretty controlling of its people, and doesn't get along well with other churches. It might be the little church on the corner like that. It might be the group or the church that your nephew or daughter joined when they went away to school, but you just smell something is not quite right about the way people are treated in that group. And so, yeah, they're accepted, but they're not the kind of place most people would want to go to.
So what is it that draws them into these places?
Well, there's almost always an element of promise and deception that draws a person into these churches, and really any kind of poor decision or decision that ends up being unfortunate and harmful. It's by believing that the church or the group will provide a kind of a life, a kind of experience, a kind of a spiritual experience that the person wants and believes will make his or her life good and better. That's the promise part. And it's exemplified by things like overt actions of love and kindness and acceptance and excitement to see you showing up at services and the promise of new friendships. But pretty quickly, they're drawn in, and then they become tied in emotionally to the group, usually as they shed other family members and friends that were their friends and were their emotional support, to where they kind of get themselves painted in a corner.
How prevalent are they? I mean, are we talking a handful of them, or are we talking dozens of them around Portland?
In my experience, a handful. I would not say dozens, because I mean, good grief, there's 350,000 churches in America. If they were all or even a large percentage were these real group of rotten churches, we would have a social disaster on our hands. So in Portland, I'll just speak from my own experience. I know of a half a dozen, I'll say, of these churches. And this is qualified by the fact that I don't know all the churches of Portland, but I do know of about a half a dozen of them out there that exercise this kind of controlling nature over their members and really rob their members of joy and a healthy expression of Christianity. As
Garrett of Grace Church in downtown Portland.
Just ahead of FM News 101, ODOT's getting involved with moving encampments off the sides of roads, but where will the homeless go? That at 5:32.
Then before you head to a fast food drive-thru, you might want to think twice. We'll have details at 5:39.
Check back several times throughout your day and stay connected with FM News 101 KXL and KXL.com.
Remember, anytime you can't listen on the radio, streaming
Portland's Morning News
at KXL.com.